7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Sarah Wombe. The Queensland Premier has urged residents in far north Queensland to prepare as Cyclone Debbie heads towards the coast. The cyclone has started to move southwest towards the far north coast, with emergency services preparing for the possibility of a powerful cyclone. Anastasia Palaszczuk has praised those who are helping residents prepare.
I do want to thank all of the emergency and personnel staff right across the north that have been getting ready. I also want to thank all of my department and ministers that have assured that everything is possibly that can be done is being done in the preparation of this extreme weather event.
Debbie is predicted to intensify and develop into a Category 4 in the coming days, bringing wind gusts of up to 260 kilometres per hour. Bureau meteorologist Andrea Peace says a Category 4 would cause significant structural damage, dangerous airborne debris, and also power failures. Six police guards have been assaulted by a prisoner and a visitor in a brawl at Melbourne's Port Phillip prison. Victoria Police confirmed the male and female staff members assaulted just before midday yesterday were taken to various hospitals in a stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Ambulance Victoria confirmed paramedics treated eight people at the prison. According to Channel 9 News, the brawl inside the visitor centre took place when a male inmate and his male visitor launched an attack on the guards before staff were able to get the upper hand. Yesterday's brawl follows another fight on Thursday in which two inmates were injured. A policeman who was trapped inside his vehicle after it collided with a truck in Sydney's inner city has escaped serious injury. Police say two officers were responding to an urgent domestic violence incident nearby when their caged truck and a tip truck collided at an intersection at Waterloo about 4:30 yesterday morning. A 39-year-old constable who was travelling in the front passenger seat was trapped for an hour before he was freed and taken to St Vincent's Hospital. And in other news, a jury has found a man guilty of six charges over attacks on two backpackers at Salt Creek in South Australia. Overseas, US military officials say Iraqi forces are set to deploy new tactics in a fresh push against Islamic State fighters in Mosul. The news comes as IS fighters have been slowing Iraqi advances with car bombs and by forcing residents to move furniture with booby traps into the streets. Patrice Howard reports from Los Angeles.
General John Richardson, a deputy commanding general in the US-backed coalition, said the key to defeating ISIS could lie in a change of tactics for Iraqi forces. He said the plan is to open another front to force ISIS to fight in two directions, isolating Mosul's old city, where the militants have put up strong resistance. The U.S.-backed offensive to drive ISIS out of Mosul has liberated most of the city, but advances have stuttered in the last 2 weeks. Richardson said the fight is making slow and steady progress, with the quality of IS fighter declining as their ranks are depleted. Patrice Howard, Los Angeles.
This is AN News. In the cricket, neither team gained the upper hand on the opening day of the fourth and final test between India and Australia, as Air Sport's Graham Davis reports.
Smith once again led his team with an outstanding test century, his 20th on the opening day as Australia was bowled out for exactly 300. He made 111, his third 100 of the series, sharing a 134-run second wicket partnership with Warner, who fell for 56. He was caught off debutant Chinaman bowler Kuldeep Yadav, who then bowled Hanscom and Maxwell both for 8 as he finished with 4 for 68 as Australia slumped to 5 for 178. After Smith fell to Ashwin, Wade made 57 as he battled with the bottom order to give Australia what may be a challenging total. Graham Davis in Dharamshala for Air Sports.
Wary of his arch foe in a rejuvenated Ferrari, Formula One pace setter Lewis Hamilton is forecasting a tight Australian Grand Prix. Mercedes star Hamilton will start from pole position in today's season opening race in Melbourne. Australian Daniel Ricciardo crashed in qualifying and will start from 10th on the grid. In the AFL, after leading by 46 points at half time, the Brisbane Lions have hung on for a 2-point win over the Gold Coast. And the winners from round 4 of the NRL yesterday, the Cowboys, the Sharks and the Sea Eagles. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather. Sydney's weather, partly cloudy, light winds becoming easterly in the early afternoon, then tending northeasterly later in the evening. Jimmy, partly cloudy, that means there's sunshine.
No.
0% chance of rainfall. How good is that? Sydney heading for a top temperature of 26 degrees. Jim, what about at Caringbah South and Scone?
All right, let's go to Caringbah South. And it's currently 19 degrees there, Raymond, with a maximum of 25 today, so we'll look forward to that. And if you want to go to Scone, of course they're racing there today, shower or two, possible storm, maximum temperature 29 degrees.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Youth Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 youths on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week
across the Sky Racing Network.
50-month interest-free store-wide, now at Harvey Norman. That's no deposit and no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. It's a great time to shop for new season looks in furniture, bedding, home appliances, technology and entertainment. 50-month interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until May 2021. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only at Harvey Norman.
Day two of the championships is on Saturday, April 8 at Royal Randwick, where racing's best compete for ultimate glory. Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes Day features the Schweppes Sydney Cup and the world's richest 2,000-metre turf race, the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Welcome to the program, one and all. We're looking forward to the next 3 hours on air with you. We want you to be a part of our program too. 1353 53 is the open line number. You can get us on the SMS. They've been flying in already. Beautiful shot. Looks like a sunrise somewhere, Raymond.
Somewhere out west.
Out west looks beautiful, doesn't it? Keep them coming. 0419 SMS BSB. That's 0419 767 272. And of course, you can get us on the tweets at Big Sports WEND. At Big Sports WEND. It is, I say, a massive program that we've got to get through today. John O'Shea will be on the program, Raymond. And we'll have our race replays. Huey Bowman, or we'll get inside the Jamaica camp. What a performance in that race yesterday from Jamaica. Peter Peters will be there, have a chat around all things rugby league. Leon Corson's a winner. Oh, what a knock him down, drag him out.
Demolition derby, that
was. Oh, that's huge, wasn't it? Andy Pascalides from the world of football as well. We'll have our Z&Z quiz. You can look forward to that. Just a score update on that. I'm seven.
Am I five?
Four. There we go. Get ahead of you. Here's our legend of the game. Looking forward to this one too. Larry Corowa.
Wow, what a player he was.
Unbelievable. He made a comeback 9 years after he retired.
Is that right?
Nine years. He played two games for the Gold Coast Seagulls, as they were, in 1991. Trent Lanscar from tab.com.au will get a sports update with Tanya. I'm looking forward to this too. Matty Moylan.
Great Matty Moylan.
The great Matty Moylan, captain of the Penrith Panthers.
How good were the Panthers?
They were good, 40-0.
Friday evening.
I know it was Newcastle, and I know it was away from home, but gee.
Didn't they put on a clinic game, unfortunately.
Don't tell me you were working, Roman. Shock me.
6 p.m. start, Jim. We start a campaign about that.
Yeah, you can.
You won't.
I don't mind it. You know, I've been a fan of it all along.
Yeah.
All along. The crowd wasn't impacted?
Yes, there was a decent crowd.
I saw board members of the Penrith Panthers, and I said, this is your first 6 o'clock game. He said, yeah. And they said, you know, I'm surprised at the number of people that are here. So there you go. Greg Bennett will be on the program as too.
Is that what you're saying?
No, you can fight it. You can fight the good fight.
You're not going to win it.
You're not going to have any support from me on that one. Of course, they're running at Scone today, and we're looking forward to that. The country championships wild card as well. So, Greg Bennett, he's got a couple of runners there. Three chances there. So, the big question, of course, for Greg, is he wearing his cowboy hat whilst he speaks to us? I think that's the...
Probably.
That's right. And, of course, we'll have a chat with Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons as well. So, there we go. We've got confirmation by the SMS.
Maruya. Yeah, it's down south.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful part of the world. And beautiful week in sport. And, Ray, I mean, we say this a lot, but cricket in India, rugby league in Australia, AFL in Australia now as well, racing at Rosehill Gardens, there is more sport you could poke the proverbial stick at. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everyone. There wasn't it? Channel surfing last night.
Oh, a lot of surfing.
Fantastic. Jimmy, didn't get to see it, so can you give me a quick précis of what happened at Lotto Land yesterday?
Oh.
Seagulls 36, Bulldogs 0.
Isn't Peter's going to bounce into the program this morning? They were very, very good, the Seagulls, and Bulldogs fans, I want to hear from you. 13-53-53. It will surprise no one to know that Adrian, yes, our Adrian, has already rung the program looking to have his say. Can only imagine. Paper today saying Des Hasler under pressure.
What's the front page? Des Bear. Well, I guess in some respects we might have downplayed their effort in North Queensland the previous week. We were talking about more about Matt Scott being out and
Jason Tamalolo being out.
And the Seagulls catching a Bulldogs, Cowboys pack that wasn't at its full strength, but they did a number on the Cowboys. The Cowboys came out and beat the Titans yesterday, and the Seagulls 36-0 against the Dogs, a tremendous effort. Earlier in the week, on the Friday night, Penrith 40,
yes,
Knights 0.
Yep.
Twitter sphere was meltdown, with people suggesting that we may have seen a preview of the grand final very early, Roosters v Penrith. After 1 month, don't know if we can say that, but I think you said even after that Roosters-Penrith game 2 weeks ago, that these two teams are top four.
High quality game. So they came out, the Roosters franked that form with a 20-6 victory over South Sydney on Thursday night, but the Panthers just blew away the Knights. The Knights, to be honest, they were lucky it didn't get 50.
Mm.
You know, it could have easily, they left points out there, the Panthers. That's how dominant they were. They just rolled through the middle of the ruck. Regan Campbell-Gillard was good. Matt Moylan was excellent. Nathan Cleary was good. Tamare Martin was exceptional. Just an incredible...
They're exciting team to watch, aren't they?
Oh, they're great to watch.
Fantastic.
And then you see Dallin Watene Zalesniak and just the aerobatics in the air to just get tries. Fantastic. But back to Lotto Land.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not necessarily that they lose 36-0. And I've got to say, Tom Trbojevic is a super... Not in waiting now. And Daly Cherry-Evans...
Has been your origin team.
Oh, he will be. Mm-hmm. Daly Cherry-Evans, depending on who you read and who you believe, either four or five try assists in the one game, which is, and some of his kicking. I mean, he got a bit lucky on some of his kicks, but there's one try that he scored that he set up for Tom Trbojevic. Just superb. Brilliant rugby league. But on the other side, Raymond, the Bulldogs.
Mm.
Disjointed, disorganised, uninterested.
It's a real worry.
It's
so early in the season.
It's a damning... In the light, you know, Jason Taylor was sacked for performance, we're led to believe. We'll get to more of that later. But if you're going to look at performance, the performance of the Bulldogs yesterday was embarrassing for those proud supporters.
Real concerns at that club. Talk about great passes, DC pass. What about that little inside pass from Thurston last night to Kalen Ponga, who is, how good is he? The Cowboys, a young kid at fullback.
Well,
he's a gun. That little back
inside pass.
After we saw him play in the nines, and now we're seeing him play a little bit more at his one, we thought, what a bargain Newcastle got.
He's a gun.
What a bargain Newcastle got. Yeah, absolutely. Games today. Of course, we've got more rugby league on today. This is going to be so interesting at Leichhardt Oval because it's the Melbourne Storm, the undefeated Melbourne Storm, up against the West Tigers, who have been, well, they've been a rabble the last 2 weeks, and there's been reasons for it. But they were first start winners against the South Sydney Rabbitohs. And then the late game is your Dragons up against the Warriors.
Who, by the way, were very good last week against the Sharks. After you dismissed me when I said St George 1-12.
You did say 1-12. You got that exactly right. So well done on that one. Test match, Roman.
He makes runs for fun.
S.P.D. Smith.
Seriously, where would we be without him?
Oh, we'd have been all out for about 150. That's where we would have been.
What a play.
Yeah, Steve Smith, just the 111 to go with his 100 last test.
Is that enough runs, Jim? No. That pitch looked okay. We won for 140-odd. Warner and Smith in full flight just after lunch, and we've ended up being bowled out for 300 just on stumps. I don't know if that's enough runs. It's a concern.
David Warner, 56. So a half century for him, which will be welcome, although he, again, left a lot of runs out there, you would have thought. So there's the disappointment associated with that. Matt Wade scored 57. But they looked like a little bit of shape through the air. They looked a little grass cover on the wicket, didn't it?
So day two is the best day to bat, though, over there on this pitch. So.
And you can't keep getting Virat Kohli out for low scores, can you?
Well,
you can't keep...
He's not playing.
Virat?
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we don't have to worry about it.
How good's that?
That's the bonus for the good guys. But I just worry whether 300's enough runs in the first dig. That's a concern, Jim.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
So there you go. So you can see which one. I was watching a bit of the cricket last night and a lot of the
that's
rugby
okay,
league.
Yeah.
So,
did you watch
well, Virat's out. Well, that's good.
Did you watch any of the AFL?
No.
Channel surfing. Okay.
Oh, actually, I'll tell a lie. Mm. I watched the last 10 minutes of the Swans game.
Okay.
Where they were pumped by Port Adelaide.
Magic scenes at the MCG last night. Essendon with a lot of their stars at the supplement scandal back.
Yes.
Including Joe Watson.
Yes.
Beat Hawthorn, the great Hawthorn team, who've been the dominant team the last decade.
Mm.
Amazing. It was like they won a grand final. Amazing scenes post-game. And finally, that very proud club can put that horrific saga behind them. Well, you hopefully can and build on this because they were tremendous last night.
Well, a lot of that, the stuff that they brought it on themselves.
Correct.
In fact, not a lot of it. Basically all of it. Mm. They brought it upon themselves. So they are a very famous club and they're a very proud club. So it is good to see them back with a full complement of players and being competitive again. So that's fantastic.
Well, you mentioned this.
F1.
On today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lewis Hamilton starts off the pole just for something different.
Shock me.
Just for something different.
Yeah, it's
our man Daniel Ricciardo has got to start from position number 10 on the grid. He crashed out in qualifying.
Yeah, so
you've got to fire up about that, Jim.
What's that? The F1?
Yeah.
Why?
You like it, don't you?
I don't mind it.
You're not overly enthusiastic.
Well, come 4 o'clock this afternoon, I'll be watching the West Tigers up against Melbourne.
Yeah. I'll be channel surfing. I'll
not,
get across
not the F1. But anyway, not that we're saying there's anything bad with people who want to watch the F1. Yeah. You go for your life. That's fantastic. We've got some prizes to give away today too. By the way, courtesy of the Sydney Royal Easter Show, 4 adult tickets, thanks very much.
How good's this?
Valued at $166. So there's the value. You could take your family.
You could take your mates.
Absolutely. I'm not going to take my family because they don't know the existence of the Royal Easter Show at this point.
Start again?
Well, I take them to the little weekend show at...
Jim Smith, you can't keep continuing this ruse any longer.
I can, mate.
The boys will be at school. Someone will tell them at school. A bit like Santa Claus. You've got to tell them the truth.
What's
going to happen when...
Maybe
boys point out there's a real Easter show on.
If Tracy from Caringbar rings today and has a very strong call, then maybe we might win the whole tickets to the Easter show.
Tracy from Caringbar
South. I agree. Yeah, there you go. $166 worth of tickets.
Good morning, lovely
it
Tracy.
It is fantastic. Of course, it's on between the 6th and 19th of April. But that's for the best contribution to the show today. SMS, phone call, whichever.
Some great CDs to give away.
Yes, all courtesy of Sony Music. So what have you got there? Human Nature.
Yeah, Jukebox Collection, whatever that is. I'll check that. Elvis, The Wonder of You and If I Can Dream. Looks really good. Anyway.
Your words, not mine. 1353.
No, I'm an Elvis fan. Don't like
Elvis? He's okay, mate, but I'm, you know, it's a CD.
You've heard it all before.
1353 53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break here. And we have better talk about Jamaica too.
Oh,
we've got to ask Huey Bowman too, who's going to be on the program. The difference between sitting on Winks and sitting on Jamaica.
About a length. One wins by 7.25, one wins by 6.5.
There you go.
Successive weeks.
There you go. Would they come head to head? There's a chance.
Chance in the Kiwi Stakes in 2 weeks. Wouldn't that be a race for the ages? But
she'll still be $1.15.
I know that Hugh Bowman will be riding.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that was Kieran Maher said. I think we'd have to find another jockey. Which is fair enough. 1353 53 is the open line number. We're going to take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After the break, we're back with John O'Shea.
Sky Sports Radio is counting down to the Provincial Championship Final on April 8th.
This Wednesday,
the action takes us to Newcastle for their $150,000 qualifier. From 9 a.m, Racing HQ brings you a full preview here on Sky Sports Radio.
They all descend on the last snag. Johnson secures it, giving his dad the big don't argue. Oh, it's personal now. Dad attempts a late smother, but it's too late. Johnson's already celebrating. Just look at his face. He's chomping at the bit for more. What a beauty.
Make your mark this AFL season with great AFL offers available on your TAB app, online or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The Man Shake helped me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every round of NRL action in 2017. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, previews, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, and all the news leading into the weekend's games. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, your most trusted source of rugby league info. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game, every week.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgar Road, Penrith.
I got the money in my pocket. I got the cockies in my hand.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Terrific day of racing at Rose Hill yesterday, Jim. Only one very light shower during the course of the afternoon, which is a welcome
shot.
Relief. I'll tell you what. The track, though, obviously was really cut up and very heavy over the given the rain we've had and the traffic that it's had over the last 3 weeks, but it held up reasonably well. And one horse who did really impress yesterday was Spectroscope, trained by John O'Shea. John's been good enough to join us bright and early this morning. Doncaster Prelude win yesterday. Let's see if he's going to back up next week. John, good morning and congratulations firstly with Spectroscope. And is the plan to look at next week now in the Doncaster Mile?
Good morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Yeah, mate, well, I'm actually on my way out to the farm now just to see how he's pulled up. And, you know, obviously we'll give it 24 hours before we make a definite decision on it and speak to the boss and John Ferguson overseas. But, look, my recommendation, he pulls up well, would be to go on and run in Doncaster because he sort of, you know, it's very hard to quantify how good he's going to be. And he's down in the weights and he might end up being a weight for 8 horse in the spring. And he's only got 51 in a Doncaster. And
what about the ride by Corey Brown, John? Just there's a reason you put these good jockeys on, isn't there? He just weaved his way through the field.
Yeah, he had to take a breath about the 200, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Otherwise he wouldn't have fit through, but it was a fantastic ride. Yeah, we gave Corey a very open plan of attack, just go back and ride him for luck, and if the luck came, well, that'd be great. If it didn't, well, there's no pressure from us, and, you know, when he squeezed through, the horse shot through, and it was a very strong late.
Hey, John, looks like being a pretty powerful hand that you've got in a Doncaster. They're hard to win, I know, but Spectroscope lines up. You've got Hauraki, who's coming off his Epsom win last spring. And will you run it somewhat, John?
Yeah, we've always sort of intended to run Hauraki in it somewhat. And if we could qualify something else, we would do that. But they were two sort of strong chances anyway. But I just got a feeling that Spectroscope sort of the unknown quantity there. And on a really good upwards file. He has to back up in 7 days of that hard track, which is probably his only query, but I think going forward, he's going to be a horse of the future.
You mentioned 51 for the Doncaster. the acceleration that the horse showed when it, you know, we talked about weaving through, but when it did get the opportunity, is that a feature of the horse, the ability to change pace there at the back end of races?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of the progeny of Medalla d'Oro. They sort of, when you get those sprinter milers like him, they can really accelerate on wet ground. And, you know, he's just another one of the breeds that will be initially started his career in France. And I think he's really enjoyed being at the farm. He's settled in really well. And, he looked really good yesterday going in the enclosure.
Hey, John, what is it about the imports? You seem to have a pretty good handle on them now with the likes of Contributor and It Somewhat now through to Spectroscope. Are they easy to train, or have you got a sort of formula now that you can follow that would appears to be working?
Look, I think, Ray, the biggest thing is we do a lot to help our horses in Australia, whereas, you know, Europeans are still very archaic in the manner in which they train, you know. Andre doesn't use the vet or anything like that, so we go out of our way to do everything we can to get them feeling good. I think the other thing, of course, is a significant drop back in grade for them, and you know, they pitch them in relatively well in the handicaps when they first come here. So combination of you know, a lot of factors, and of course we have the luxury of the facility of Osborne Park, which, you know, most horses or any horse would die living.
Hey, just want to ask you, and I know it's a horse that you weren't training, but it comes out of the Godolphin stable, the Gold Trail, which ran in the Mornington Cup and unfortunately had to be put down after that one. That sort of thing, what sort of impact does it have on the yard? And as I said, I know you don't train it, but I know that there were some really distressed scenes there from the strapper and so forth. It must have an impact overall.
You've got no idea, Jimmy. I had a horse this year, similar scenario. She fell in a race, very valuable filly, pearls, you know, and unfortunately she had to be put down. And, you know, it's extremely hollow feeling for all the staff. You've got to remember, there was a lady who rode pearls, you know, from our point of view, from the day she was a yearling, you know, until she won group races, until she was a 4-year-old mare. So they build an affiliation with them, and, you know, they've got strappers. Yeah, it's a very hard time for any stable. Unfortunately, it's just a part of what we do, and occasionally there are accidents, and there's just nothing you can do about it, but when it does happen, it's very hard to get over.
On a more positive note, John, you would have liked the win of Tally. He's been a pretty fair horse racing in high level, and he got an opportunity yesterday, and he delivered for you.
Well, you know, as a result of a very good ride by Andrew Mallion, and you know, the horse was well placed in terms that he's coming out of the Australian Cup, and we saw the form of the Australian Cup yesterday, 1-2-3 in the BMW, so it was obviously a really good, strong year. So, yeah, like, he got his chance. He loves the mile and a half. He loves to get his toe just in the ground, which the track was yesterday at Mornington. And despite the fact he had 59, he was able to get the job done for us. And it's very rewarding for our team in Melbourne.
Got the job done last night too, even without Matty Scott. You're going to have to get used to that too, John. That's going to make it tough.
Yeah, very hard to replace 200 metres, Jim.
Yeah.
You need two blokes to do that. But no, it's great to see those young kids come through. And when I speak to Brownie next, I might get him to send some money up to North Queensland for tuition for Callum Pongia too.
how good is he going to be, John?
He's
seriously.
He's a star. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a big shame to lose a kid like that. Anyway, that's the way the game is.
Yeah, just finally, John, a couple of quick ones. Astoria, probably that track yesterday, I guess, brought it about his undoing, and Toga Pictor ended up leading in the size at Mornington. Was that the plan, or?
Look, I'll do Astoria first. I was really proud of him, mate.
Yeah.
He probably got bottomed out on the deep ground, second up 1400. So we're just about to have a look at him now and make a decision whether, you know, we go on to the size. I'd like to give him one more run because I think he's a very talented horse.
He was very game yesterday, wasn't he, John? Very game.
Yeah, no, going forward next year to the Golden Rose. With regard to Toga Pictor, as I always say to the boys, Willow gives you 8 out of 10 rides, which is just fantastic, you know. And occasionally there's 2 out of 10 where I don't even give him one for turning up. I didn't even give him one for turning up yesterday. That was a disgrace. And so we'll forget the fact that Toga Pictor went round, and we'll bring him back to Sydney and run him in the Fernhill, and I'm sure he'd be more than acquit himself there.
He's a nice horse. Seriously, Jim, put him in your black book, Toga Pictor. He's a good horse. So.
All right. Hey, John, always good with your time. Let's hope when you get out there to Osborne Park that the spectrosphere is in good shape. Spectroscope is in good shape, and we'll be running next week in the Doncaster.
Thanks very much, boys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, John.
John O'Shea there, and he's got, as he mentioned, a strong hand for the Doncaster. Huraki, $8. Spectroscope at $11, and it's somewhat at $26.
Yeah, all in form. All going great guns.
Yeah, so a very strong hand, as you mentioned. 13-53-53 is the open line number. We're going to get to the callers now. Here he is. Go on. Let him off the leash. Let him off the leash. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, g'day, guys. I'm fine. And look, I said several times in the off-season before the season started, Canterbury may not run last, but they're a great bet to run last. Now, I checked the odds. Newcastle paying $1.55. Canterbury paying $13. Canterbury will be about $4 or $5 now. Mm-hmm. And I stopped following that club when they gave a contract extension to Aidan Tolman. Now, he's just one of several. They've got the worst roster in the NRL. They are dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
Worst roster in the NRL.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Right. Well,
shocking halves. Forwards have got, you know, David Clemmer's got showed, you know, Clemmer and Josh Jackson shouldn't play Origin this year. They've developed no skill at all. Mm. He's got no second phase play in him, David Clemmer. Six New South Wales front rowers in front of him. Is he going to pick the side on form?
He will play State of Origin.
But he will, but he shouldn't on form, Jim. I wouldn't have any of them. That's terrible. Why would you give contract extensions to Aidan Tolman, Greg Eastwood, Moses Zembe, what they're paying him? Mm. It's just... you go look across that roster, it's terrible.
I don't think terrible. You know what? They've got players there that are playing, I don't think, in their right positions. I think Moses Zembe is a fullback. I really think that Josh Reynolds
is... time, haven't you?
I think Josh Reynolds is a 14. So what that means is you haven't got a half and you haven't got a 5'8", and you're trying to run a side like that. It makes it very, very difficult. You know, there is talent within the side.
I didn't see it. What went wrong yesterday?
Oh, everything that could. Yeah. I mean, we're just looking at some of the replay now. Manly rolled through up the field easily, and this is a Manly side. Yes, they had Adam Fanua-Blake back and Marty Tapau, but, you know, that's been their Achilles heel of late, and that's supposed to be a dog's strength.
Exactly.
You know, that's why...
The guts in the ruck.
Yeah. So I know he doesn't support them anymore after they extended the contract of Aidan Tolman, but for the supporters like Adrian, and I use that term very advisedly...
He's still watching.
Yeah. All right. So people who watched Bulldogs games like Adrian can feel very disappointed with the way the team's playing.
Correct. Yeah.
And, you know, when you start doing that, what do? You look at the coach. Apparently, based on the West Tigers, you look at the coach.
Front page.
Front page of the sports lift out from Zoe Sullivan. Des Spare. Do you ever quote the front anything out of Fairfax papers when you...
probably not a good career move to do that.
That's a no.
Not a good career move to do.
Unbelievable.
The boss could be listening. You know.
53-53. Dougie's on the line. Hello, Dougie.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. How are you all?
Good morning, Doug.
Come on. Morning. Peter Wallace, he played a good game for Penrith this week and he hooked him for a role.
He did. He's a star, Peter Wallace, yeah.
And he should be in the New South Wales side when you look at him.
I don't.
And he's had his good play, you know.
Yeah.
I think Robbie Farah's in front of him.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing, Doug, would be if Robbie Farah was to be unavailable for injury or suspension or for whatever reason, if he was unavailable...
Yeah.
Who's next cab off the rank?
Is it Peter Wallace?
He'd go close.
Yeah.
He'd go very close.
Very consistent.
Nathan Peets is the other one, but he's not playing at the moment. Damien Cook is the way, you know.
That's another one,
But he only plays, he doesn't even play half a game.
I've got to get you that, wrestling tape, and I want you to come and pick it up one day.
The wrestling tape?
Remember we mentioned this last week?
Yeah,
DVD.
That's funny because Ray and I were doing some wrestling before the show, actually. And I got
this one's got a box set on if you want to look at it.
Oh, righto. All right. Well, Mike, give me some moves.
Keeper, yeah.
Good on you, Dougie. We'll keep that in mind. We might. Actually, you know what we might do? We might send producer Jeremy out to Doug's place to pick up that wrestling tape. Why don't we do that? He's a bloke who's got. Yes, I agree, Hamish. He's a bloke who's got a lot of time on his hands, hasn't he? So
the hardest working bloke in this building, Jeremy.
Oh,
one team here.
What about what he says every morning at 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, guys. See you at 10. That's what he says. Am I right or am I right?
Well-oiled machine, though, you must admit. He sets it up perfectly.
Be a part of the Dynamic Syndications team. Having been active at the Magic Millions New Zealand Premier and English yearling sales, Dynamic proudly offer owners the highest quality yearlings by Reader's Choice, Fastnet Rock, Lonro, Medaglia Doro, Smart Missile, All Too Hard, Piero, and First Crop Size, Sizzling, Epaulette, and Dundeel. All yearlings passed our vigorous selection criteria and a full vet inspection. Find out more. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
If you buy a new fridge or washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your fridge or washer free. We'll unbox it and unpack it free. We'll take away the packaging free. And Mum will take away your old fridge or washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tips for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full-service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Asco and Miller. Delivery areas and times are subject to terms and conditions. See in-store or bingley.com.au for full details.
We're getting ready. Gonna look out west. Everyone's on their way.
To the championship.
The grand finals of Australian racing are coming to Sydney. Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event.
Come on, come on, come on.
Auburn horses in fashion. It's a cool hit race to play.
Championships, Royal Randwick, April 1st and 8th.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted. You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
We just heard from John O'Shea about Spectroscope, so let's hear from Darren Flindell, because this is a really impressive win. Could he win the Doncaster? Spectroscope.
And being ridden for luck towards the inside, Spectroscope coming to the corner. So Corey Brown's hugging the rails on the favourite. Echo Effect turns in front from Lee Baz. Kendrewood pulls out, so does No Doubt. Rudy behind them needs room, so does Porn O'Shea. Spectroscope's going to need a bit of luck. Echo Effect is the leader, but No Doubt and Kendrewood going to it. And Spectroscope's getting the splitter. He's starting to rev up now. No Doubt being joined by Spectroscope, who sprints quickly. Marinostro down the outside, closing off, but Spectroscope is drawn clear from No Doubt and Marinostro, and that's been a great win. Spectroscope by a length and a quarter to No Doubt. Marinostro third, Rudy in fourth.
Yeah, great call, Darren Flindell, because he knew that the best horse in the race and where it was going and whether it could get a run. And
Corey was riding for luck.
Yeah, and that's what John O'Shea said, amongst other things. So, you know,
he couldn't go wide yesterday, that's the bottom line. He couldn't get out too wide on the Rose Hill track, which is fair enough. Jimmy, it's copped a lot of traffic and a lot of rain, so you had the good jockeys had to really improvised, so to speak, and Corey Brown's ride was brilliant.
Did you see the? I mean, you obviously did see the condition of the track for the last race.
Yeah.
Oh, is it churned
up? Had enough. Yeah. But it did a remarkable job to hold up for three consecutive Saturdays, given the rain.
Given the weather, absolutely. So Le Romain, $6 for the Doncaster. Mm-hmm. Haraki and McCreary at $8, and Happy Clapper, Redkirk Warrior, and Spectroscope at $11.
Some good Doncaster. This is some really good inform horses going to this Doncaster.
Antonio Giuseppe.
He's switching
$15.
Back to the Doncaster from a staying prep. So, really good race. Jimmy, I tell you what else are dominating. The New Zealand 3-year-olds. This was Jon Snow, the racehorse, not the bowler.
Not
it's Jon Snow.
Oh, well, no, this
Game
is the
Thrones.
Game of Thrones character.
Correct.
Yeah.
Too good yesterday in the Tullock Stakes.
Prized Icon's getting run through the field, going after the leaders into the straight. Damien Lane sets up on Jon Snow. Garp on the outside is testing it. Jon Snow on the inside of Garp and then Captain Duffy. Prized Icon's gone back to the fence, but Jon Snow's got a kick. Prized Icon's getting up on the inside. Jon Snow a length and a half to Prized Icon, then Captain Duffy, but Jon Snow is well clear. Wonder if they'll run him in the Derby now. This has been a big win. Jon Snow's edging away from Prized Icon. Captain Duffy, I think, third, just in front of Garban. It was
So there you go. Is it going to shock anyone that Murray Baker brought a horse over and did well in Australia?
Can't find a good horse.
Oh, unbelievable. John Snow. So there you go.
Although Bjorn Baker did have quote of the day yesterday.
Well, what did Bjorn come up with? I saw him with his lovely flower in his lapel.
He looked in fine form. He's had John Snow at his Warwick Farm base for the last 10 days.
Yeah.
Murray didn't come over yesterday, hasn't been over with the horse yet.
Right.
And Bjorn said, probably quite rightly, that the horse has improved out of sight since he's been in the last 10 days.
Of course he would say that. Well, let's have a look at that market for the Derby. Ginger Nuts is $3.60.
Mm. New Zealand Derby winner.
Inference, $4.60. Now, John Snow, $6. And Anaheim. At $8.
Again,
there.
A good Derby next week. Geez, a prize icon. Much better run yesterday, Jim.
Very good run, wasn't it?
Backed up after a terrible run on Slipper Day in the wet track. Much improved yesterday. Speaking to James Cummings after the race, he said the horse is ready now for 2400. So much happier. Well, this was brilliant. Jamaica in the BMW. Sit back and enjoy.
Another go. He'll have to be good to win from there. It's all over for the Squirty Spirit. And Jamaica swept straight past. Jamaica at the 300. Humidor's giving chase. So's Exospheric. Libran and Who Shot the Bomb. And Tabago not in the hut. Jamaica's got a good lead. 200 out from Humidor and Exospheric. But Jamaica's nicely clear. Humidor going into second from Exospheric. But what a win by Jamaica. The mighty mare wins another Group 1. Jamaica bolts in. Second home Humidor. Exospheric third. Who shot the barman?
Another mighty mare. Mm. There's plenty of mighty mares around at the moment. I thought it was fascinating, right?
Mm-hmm.
The interview that Brenton Avdullah did on Sky Racing before they jumped. I don't know whether you heard
it. Didn't hear it, no.
He just said, I'm going to go out and they can chase me, which I wasn't telling anyone they didn't know, but given the way that the Squirty Spirit won the Oaks. But if you were a jockey of the other horses, it would have been fascinating to listen to that. He said, I don't know whether it'd be the 1,200, I don't know whether it'll be the 2,000, but I'll put a gap between them and let's see how we go. Eight lengths, I reckon.
Yeah. I think, to be fair, Jimmy, most jockeys would have anticipated the Squirty Spirit leading and making it a reasonably genuine staying test, because that's how she won the Oaks.
Sure.
But the problem then is, which horse takes the field up to the Squirty Spirit?
And Jamaica did that.
And it's a difficult thing, and really interesting after the race when myself and another journalist, Paul Joyce, were interviewing Hugh Bowman. Peter Snowden was standing there.
Yeah.
And Peter Snowden said, you guys don't realise how difficult it is to produce a ride like that, which is an independent person just walking past. And
so appreciated that.
Oh, he's just a master horseman, Hugh Bowman. This was the demolition derby, this next race. Oh, Vinery Stud Stakes.
How did Corey Brown stay on his mount?
Oh, lucky. Didn't leave Rose Hill till close at 8 o'clock last night. A long stewards inquiry after the last. Montoya's Secret for Leon and Troy Corson's and Noel Kelly.
Really bunching coming to the turn, and Louboutin leads from Concessions. Harlow Gold the outside, then came Camille. Fox Plays tracking up, about to pull to the outside, and La Bella Diosa still last. It's Louboutin being pressed by Harlow Gold. Harlow Gold hits the lead narrowly from Louboutin. Fox Plays grinding away, back to the inside. Montoya's Secret, Smart As You Think, got squeezed out. Harlow Gold runs in. Montoya's Secret defense. Fox Play and Nurse Kitchen's flying home. Montoya's Secret hits the lead. Nurse Kitchen, the outside, goes to it. They hit it. Montoya's Secret. Oh, it was rather erratic, but Montoya's Secret beat Nurse Kitchen. Harlow Golden, Fox Play for third in the binary.
All right, Demolition Derby, as you mentioned. Hung on well, Montoya's Secret. Nurse Kitchen did fly home.
Big run.
Didn't she? Now, so what were the plays
upshot
that come out of that?
The upshot. The winning jockey, Noel Callow, found guilty of reckless. That's a significant charge. Reckless and careless riding. Issued with a one-month suspension, a $15,000 fine as well. Regan Bayliss, a rider of the third place getter, Harlow Gold, received a 15-meeting suspension, which is effectively almost a month, plus a $2,000 fine. He can ride on day one of the championships, but is out from April 2 until April 30.
Right.
Brenton Avdullah, an important one, the rider of the unplaced Mo Queen, received a 5-meeting suspension for a careless riding charge early in the race.
Right.
And that potentially is going to cost him the ride on the Squirty Spirit in the Oaks, which is significant. And then, just as an aside, Hugh Bowman was fined $1,000 for excessive whip use, despite what I thought was another outstanding ride on Zanbar in the Emancipation Stakes.
Euro Angel swings in front of Daisy Doom. Euro Angel a half in front to Dixie Doom. They beat off Rocket Commander. Zambar's running on and further back to Extensible. Dixie Blossom's on the rails, but Daisy Doom races to the lead. 150 out. Zambar's right on a hammer. Daisy Doom in front of Zambar. Dixie Blossom's late. Daisy Doom from Zambar. Zambar goes to Daisy and Zambar just got up. Zambar got up to beat Daisy Doom and Dixie Blossoms. Then Euro Angel and Alaskan Rose. Further back to Rocket Commander from...
So there you go. That was a great win from Zambar and another ride from Huey Bowman. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at where Zambar will head now. We're looking at the Queen of the Turf, the Legacy Queen of the Turf. That's on second day of the championship. Silent Sedition is at $6 and the favourite. Dixie Blossoms along with Fox Play at $8. And then Zambar is $11.
Really impressive, yeah. Jimmy, I know we can be biased here, and I think Winx is the best horse in the world. There's no doubt about being
on
the best
turf.
Horse in the world on turf, I don't think. But America will say their horse, Arrogate, is the best in the world. And I tell you what, the Dubai World Cup, the second richest race in the world, he's already run the richest one, the Pegasus World Cup, which was $12 million. This one's worth just a measly $10 million US. He missed the start last night or early this morning, Jim. What happens next? Phenomenal.
Young runner showed the way. Nearly picks a half length away second. One and a half lengths to Vault to Hedge, and here comes the big A. Arrogate on the outside. Young runner in front of Neolithic, but Arrogate swoops up on the outside. America's King Croesus of horse racing went to the front. 200 metres left to go. Arrogate has drawn away from Young Runner. A is for Arrogate. A is for Absolute Superstar.
This is what we've got from
the
our...
The Man of War of 21st century described it as. Wow.
Just when I thought I'd seen it all, Arrogate, what a freak, Ray. Absolute superstar. That comes in from Herb. That was early this morning. And then this one. Didn't think I'd ever compare a horse to Secretariat, boys, but this Arrogate is unbelievable. Its win in Dubai this morning was freakish. That's from Davo.
Interview after the race, Bob Baffert, who trained the Great American Pharoah, said he'd never get another horse like American Pharoah again. 12 months on, he's training Arrogate, and he was moved to put Arrogate above American Pharoah.
Wow.
Which is
you wouldn't have appreciated that. You've got your American Pharoah shirt that you
But you
love
appreciate
so much.
Champions in any sport, Jim, and that horse is a champion.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wouldn't you see Winx versus Arrogate one day?
Oh.
But it had to be on turf, not on dirt.
Morning, Jimmy and Ray. What a big day for ex-English cricketers with John Snow winning at Rose Hill. Got to remember, that's a different spelling of John.
But still, revised memories of...
Gatting winning race 6 at Ascot. And Jack Hobbs winning race 8 at Dubai. Regards, Eagle-Eyed Phil. Well spotted, Eagle-Eyed Phil.
Great Sir Jack Hobbs. Didn't he score 197 first-class centuries?
Yeah.
Most ever?
Yeah. He was one of the five cricketers of the century.
Yes.
So, Shane Warne, Sir Garfield Sobers, Sir Donald Bradman, Sir Jack Hobbs. And you're going to ask me who the other one is, isn't it?
Oh, was it Sir Vivian Richards? It has to be, wouldn't it? We'll call that one up.
Well, a bit of five cricketers of the 20th century. And then we get this one from Brett from Broadbeach, who's a regular contributor to the program, and we do appreciate his contributions. Morning, Jimmy and Ray. I just woke up and switched you guys on, and Adrian was bagging the Bulldogs and Aidan Tolman, and I thought, you must have had the day off, and we're podcasting an old show. Time to reprogram, Adrian. Boring!
Anyway, similar theme, Craig from Tamworth. Can someone please send Adrian a yo-yo, as he needs a new hobby? I'm sick of his whinging about a team he's so-called... doesn't support.
Imagine if he... Yeah. This is a side that he... So he doesn't support them, but he watches them closely.
You've got to laugh.
And puts every decision made at the club under a microscope.
Not all Aidan Tolman's fault either, is it?
I don't think so.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire, she's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle, she's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella, he always powers home. I mean, that's what...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly. There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them...
performance problems, and problems getting or maintaining a, well, you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure, and finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week
across the Sky Racing Network.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Jimmy, if I was to tell you that Jamaica is a 2-year-old. Beat the boys in the VRC size produced stakes. No easy task. Yeah. As a 3-year-old wins a Victoria Oaks, was placed in numerous Group 1s.
Mm.
And this season has now won a Caulfield Cup in the spring and backed up to win a BMW in the autumn. What would you say?
She's a superstar.
Absolutely. Let's see what the trainer thinks. Karen Maher's been good enough to join us this morning. Karen, good morning. And that pretty much sums up this mare, isn't she, Karen? Every season she's produced for you so far.
Yeah, she's amazing in that regard. She just seems to come up every prep and just seems to get better the older she gets.
What about the fact that the race was going to be run as it was yesterday, Kieran, and talking about, we've already talked about Peter Snowden's observation about the horse that brings the field up to the runaway leader. You knew that was going to be the case. Do you talk to Hugh about that, how it might help ease the pressure on the horse and not have to burn too much energy?
Well, prior to the race, Jimmy, you know, he said, you know, I might be sort of third, fourth, something like that. And I said, oh, you know, don't be afraid to roll along. You know, I think her biggest asset is the way she moves. She's got a beautiful stride.
Mm.
And, you know, I think it's one of her biggest assets when she's able just to roll along in a really comfortable rhythm. And he just rode it perfect. You know, he made use of that, and you know, I think you know, that's one of the reasons why she's so good when she gets to the mile and a half.
I can remember you saying that very thing, Kieran, after the Oaks a couple of years ago. You said this mare's got just an extraordinary stride, and when she's in that rhythm, she's, well, after a staying trip, she's almost unstoppable.
Yeah, she is. You know, like she, I think. I haven't actually measured her stride, but you know, she's certainly, you know, she's, you can just see when she's rolling along. You know, I think the runaway leader actually was probably more beneficial to her. Normally, like you said, you know, when a horse has to bring the field up to a runaway leader like that, it normally is detrimental. But in her case, I think it's probably an asset to her.
Mm. Now, there's the match race that we're all, well, it's not really a match race, but we are looking forward to
potentially.
Yeah, Winx up against Jamaica. Is that's the plan now? And what's your thoughts on taking on another super mare, Kieran?
Well, we'll assess on whether we take her on or not. You know, I think I think everyone's. You know, I wouldn't kid myself. I'd say, you know, we're all vying for second if we do line up in that race. But, you know, Winx, like Jamaica, they go on all condition and all conditions, and you know, she's in outstanding form. You know, so I'd be,
got to come back and trip too, Kieran. Hey, so
yeah, it's back to the 2000. You know, Jamaica's got a good record at the 2000, but, you know, I think Winx is one of them once-in-a-lifetime horses. So we'll just assess on whether we take her on or whether we head to Hong Kong.
Just give you the market. $1.15 for Winx, Jamaica $15. So that gives you a clear understanding of what you're saying, Kieran.
Kieran, if you did go to Hong Kong, for example, is that sort of the first leg of the journey across, taking the mare then over to Europe for their summer racing?
Yeah, well, that's the plan that was in place. And you know, we always assess as we go along along the journey. But whether we go to Hong Kong and come back and go for the spring again, or whether whether we head for a journey over there, you know, like it's a great problem to have. And we'll assess it over probably a couple of lunches or something like that.
Good way to do it. Who's the tennis fan, Kieran? Because from my understanding, you wanted to call the horse Serena after Serena Williams, but that name was taken, so you went with Serena's middle name, which was Jamaica.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm the tennis fan. I've got great appreciation for Serena Williams and for the game of tennis anyway. But if you can win as many Grand Slams as Serena has, we'll be going all right.
Yeah, not bad.
Kieran, do you get a chance to duck out and see the tennis Australian Open when it is in Melbourne?
I was actually at Karaka this year when most of it was on, but buying yearlings. But I do love it and try and get there when I can.
And by the way, Kieran, I saw a vision of you yesterday. The hair is just fantastic. If there was one bloke who might feel threatened by that hair is the bloke sitting next to me, Ray Thomas. But I think you've got him covered,
Kieran,
just quietly.
I cop it every Sunday, Kieran, so don't worry, mate.
Well, it is what it is.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you put as much product in as Ray? Ray can't stand next to naked flames.
You see what I mean, Kieran? Every Sunday this happens,
Kieran. I'm probably lack of attention is what I do.
Fair enough.
Hey, look,
fair
Kieran,
enough.
She was terrific yesterday, and I know it's a big decision whether you go on to the QE Stakes, but there's also so many other options for her going forward, and you've mentioned a couple of overseas. Look, as I said, she was great yesterday. Thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope she continues in that form throughout the autumn.
No worries. Thanks very much, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Kieran.
There he is, Kieran Mark, trainer of Jamaica. I understand that you talked about that market there that we have for the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, so you understand Winks $1.15. Hartnell's second in the market at $11, and then Jamaica is third in the market at $15.
And just quickly, I was talking to Lee Friedman yesterday. Still hopeful we can get our Ivanhoe
right
to the QE Stakes. He said the horse is improving. He missed the BMW yesterday due to that slight injury problem, but may still get there for the QE Stakes.
$26 chance, our Ivanhoe in that tab.com.au market. Time to say good morning for the first time to Tanya with all the scratchings around New South Wales. Morning, Tan.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Just the one meeting in New South Wales today, and that's the Muswellbrook Championships wildcard meet at Scone. So the meeting moved to Scone during the week. The weather is overcast. The track is soft 7. The rail is out 3 metres the entire course, and there are 25 scratchings. Race 1, take out number 9, Bell's Command, number 9. Out of race 2, number 11, Citizen's Arrest. 16, Arlo's Way. 17, Calicani. And 18, Settlers. 11, 16, 17 and 18. Race 3, number 7, Image of Love. 10, Kiara Rose. And 11, King Russell. 7, 10 and 11. Race 4, take out 5, Chosen Prince. 7, Sculptures. And 10, Innocent Game. 5, 7 and 10. Race 5, number 7, Sweet Missile. Take out 7 from race 5. Out of race 6, number 2, Inner Wink. 5, Princess Posh. 2 and 5. The big one, out of race 7, take out 15, Contralto. 16, Mokweo. 17, Valbita. And 18, Try and Run Amok. That's all the emergencies there. 15, 16, 17 and 18. And out of race 8, number 1, Blue 22. 3, Argentina. 10, Red Quirina, 13, I Am Serious, 14, Sadika, 15, MacQuidez, and 17, Broback. 1, 3, 10, 13, 14, 15, and 17 out of race 8 at Scone.
Some of those were mouthful.
I was going to say I need a linguistic teacher for a half
job.
Of those.
A couple of tips, Stages. I had a shocker yesterday, Jim.
Did you?
0-9.
Don't tell me you fought.
Absolute barrier.
You've fallen out of form. You were in great form for the Sunday meetings too. Last week.
Not so good.
Not so good, but Anyway, fall off the horse, get back on.
Look, best bet today is scratch. That's Princess Posh out. So, look, in race two, number one, Williamson each way. Jimmy, I think I'll run a really good race fresh for Wanderings. Race two, number one, Williamson. Race
hang on, it's $4.60 in the paper.
Okay.
Each way?
Yeah, it won't be each way then.
No.
But, well, yeah. You bet how you like. Race four, number 11, Refuge Bay. Be really hard to beat. Race four, number 11, Refuge Bay.
Uh-huh.
In the big one, the Country Championships wild card. This potentially could be Greg Bennett's last runners, Jim. Because unless yes, a couple to qualify in the Country Championship final next week at Randwick,
yes,
he'll be retiring and going to Queensland for his new job, which we'll talk to him about.
Is that right?
Yes. Anyway, I think he can win the wild card with number 8 all summer long. Race 7, number 8 all summer long.
All right, race 7, number 8 all summer long, a $4 chance. Race 4, number 11, Refuge Bay, $4.60. Mm-hmm. And race 2, number 1, Williamson, is $4.60 as well. Good stuff, Raymond. We'll get on those for today for that race meeting at Scone. Coming up after the news, we've got Peter Peters, Leon Corstens, Andy Pascalides, and the Z&Z quiz. It's all happening on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend.
After 4 days of trade talk, diplomacy and a footy game, China's second most powerful leader, Premier Li Keqiang, is set to wrap up his visit to Australia. Strengthening trade ties were high on the agenda for Premier Li and Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull during the trip, which was the first by a Chinese premier in 11 years. The two leaders announced a major beef export deal set to bolster Australia's billion-dollar chilled beef export market, which is already worth $600 million a year in exports to China. The bilateral talks also included agreements to boost free trade, liberalisation and higher education links. Two female backpackers attacked by a man at a remote South Australian beach now feel justice has been delivered after he was found guilty, according to the state's Victims' Rights Commissioner. The 60-year-old man was on trial for sexually assaulting a Brazilian woman and hitting a German woman with a hammer at Salt Creek, east of Adelaide, in February 2016. The South Australian Supreme Court jury delivered its verdicts yesterday, finding him guilty of 6 charges, including indecent assault, aggravated kidnapping and endangering life. One of the victims thanked the local community in a statement read by Victims' Rights Commissioner Michael O'Connell.
Inflicted life-threatening injuries that have had profound effects. She knows she survived because other people, good Samaritans, came to her aid. She wants everyone to know that the people of Salt Creek are amazing, and she wills and remains overwhelmed by their humanity. She also expresses her gratitude to the many emergency services people who variously helped.
Bandits with their faces covered have robbed a Melbourne jewellery store, smashing the cabinets with weapons. The robbery took place just after 3 yesterday afternoon on Toorak Road in South Yarra, where it's believed 4 males stole a quantity of jewellery before fleeing in a stolen vehicle. A staff member has been treated for a small cut to his hand, and the thieves remain at large. A man's due to appear in court next month following a wild all-in brawl on Queensland's Darling Downs. Andrew Collins reports.
Police were forced to break up a large brawl which spilled onto the streets near Oakey yesterday morning. The bulk of the crowd left under direction from police when crews arrived on scene. They brought the incident under control, but one man was arrested at the scene after allegedly continuing to yell threats and abuse at other people. The 20-year-old from Oakey was later charged with public nuisance-related offences. He's due to appear in court next month.
In other news, forecasters are keeping an eye on Tropical Cyclone Debbie, which is expected to strengthen before crossing the Queensland coastline in the next day or two. And in South Australia, there is a total fire ban for the northwest pastoral and west coast districts with hazardous fire weather conditions predicted today. And thousands of people have marched through London to protest against Britain leaving the European Union just 4 days before Prime Minister Theresa May launches the start of the formal divorce process from the bloc it joined 44 years ago. The Unite for Europe march ended with a rally in Parliament Square, scene of this week's attack in which 4 people died. Marchers observed a minute's silence in memory of the victims at the start of the demonstration. This is AIR News. Essendon. Last year's AFL Wooden Spooners enjoyed a win over Hawthorne last night, 17-14, 116 to 12-19, 91. In their first round clash at the MCG, Essendon's Cale Hooker says it's a good start to the season.
We just had the mindset of enjoying tonight, everything that came with it, just soaking it all up, and we managed to get the win and play some really good footy, and it's really exciting. We've got a lot to work on still, but to be able to put a performance like that up straight away, I mean, it's just surreal.
Rugby league great Peter Stirling doesn't believe Canterbury coach Des Hasler's future should be in question, despite the Bulldogs' 36-0 loss to Manly yesterday. Hasler's tenure was again a topic of conversation following the loss, as he aims to have a two-year contract extension finalised by the NRL club. The two-time premiership winner is off contract at the end of the season, and his future was robustly discussed at Bulldogs headquarters at the end of last season, with club legend Steve Mortimer quitting the board over the matter. Brisbane have defeated Melbourne Victory 1-0 at Suncorp Stadium to hand Sydney FC the A-League's Premier's plate. Earlier, Adelaide United beat the Central Coast Mariners 3-2. And the Super Rugby, the Highlanders have defeated the Brumbies in front of a crowd of just over 11,000, snatching the lead late to run out 18-13 winners in Canberra. And Australia is all out for 300 after day one of the series deciding test in India. The home side is none for none in reply at stumps. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Spend more and save more at Oz Design Furniture. Savings of up to 25% off, available store-wide. Must end Monday. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au for store locations. In Cabramatta, we've got a car and a bus accident eastbound on Cabramatta Road at Cumberland Highway. A couple of car breakdowns to look out for. One in Waterloo, South Dowling Street at Dacey Avenue. That's closed two southbound lanes, and another one in Tempe on Princes Highway near Limerson Street, citybound. Before you book your next Toyota service, find out in advance how much it will cost and what's included, guaranteed. Search Toyota service pricing for details. Conditions apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather today, partly cloudy, light winds becoming easterly 15 to 25 kilometres in the early afternoon and tending northeasterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the late evening. Possible chance of rainfall? Zero!
How good's that?
Maximum of 26 degrees, Raymond. Now, what about at Balmain?
Mm-hmm.
And let's head out west to Bourke.
Balmain currently 19 degrees. Jimmy heading for a top of 26 as well. Now, out at Bourke, currently 25 degrees, heading for a top temperature of 39 degrees out at Bourke. So pretty warm out there. And the reason I mentioned Bourke,
yes.
Jimmy, James Hatch trains Stony Rise. Great story. He's got a runner in the country championship final next Saturday at Randwick. He lives way out back of Bourke. He literally is heading off tomorrow morning on a three-day journey.
Wow.
Get that horse to Sydney. It's a great story.
Fantastic. Yeah, follow that one closely.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
If you buy a new fridge or washing machine at Bingley, we've got a surprise for you. We'll deliver your fridge or washer free. We'll unbox it and unpack it free. We'll take away the packaging free. And Mum will take away your old fridge or washer free. So there's no messy trip to the tip for you.
I heard that, Lionel.
Okay, our delivery guys will. But it's only for a limited time, so be quick. Free full-service delivery from Bingley.
Excludes Dasco and Miller. Delivery areas and times are subject to terms and conditions. See in-store or bingley.com.au for full details.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever, thanks to the Manshake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Yeah.
Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Zorba up very shortly. We'll have Leon Corson's on as well. We're going to have a chat with John Singleton about Bonython Tower up there on the Central Coast as well. We'll look forward to that. Andy Pascalidis from the World of Football. And we'll have our ZNZ quiz. Just an update on that, Raymond.
It's 7-4, is it?
It is 7-4. Thank you very much.
Jimmy, a couple of SMSs. You'll like this one. Good morning, guys. The problem with the Bulldogs is their halves. This is the point you've been making for some time. Mm. They play with no structure and stifle their outside men when they attempt to shift the ball. This is a really good point, Jim. You can count on one hand how much quality ball the Morris boys have received in the early rounds. James Graham should be the number 7. Huh. He's looked the most creative taking on the line as first receiver. That's from Matt from Schofield. It's a really good point. That's what you've been saying for a while, Jimmy. And what I said this morning, Steve agrees with. Guys, I think the Aussies might have blown it in the cricket. That pitch looks a 500-run-plus pitch. Indy could pile on the runs unless we bowl them out today. That's from Steve. That's my concern, Jim.
I think I agree with you and Steve, Raymond, on that one.
Jimmy, important point during the week. And I'd like to, I know you've got some really serious thoughts on it. Jason Taylor's sacking at the Tigers. So, Jimmy, let me know what you think.
I'll start with a disclaimer and say that Jason Taylor's a friend of mine. I went to school with him. And so, you know, I want to get that out there in the open. But what we've seen over from the West Tigers, not just over the last week, but certainly exemplified by their behaviours over the last week, has been absolutely disgraceful and has made a mockery of them calling themselves a professional club. So let's get an understanding of where we are with the facts. The four players that are off contract, the so-called Big Four, are all managed by the same player and player-manager in Isaac Moses. The interim coach, Andrew Webster, is managed by Isaac Moses. One of the favourites for the job is managed by Isaac Moses in Todd Payton.
Common theme, eh?
Right. So then you take a step back and you have a look at what's happened with the club. There's a friend of Isaac Moses. His name's Joe Wiebe. He's described in different circles as the football whisperer, a peak performance coach, whichever way he's been described. Mm-hmm. He's been around a number of clubs that he's tried to get a start at, most notably the Broncos at the end of last year. And he was in at the West Tigers. Now, from what I understand, actually, he's well received by the players, and they appreciate what he does. What he also brings along with him is a massage therapist by the name of Anthony Carbone, who is very, very different in the ideas he brings to the club, to the point where the high-performance staff at these clubs, at the Broncos and at the West Tigers, have been unable to deal with the massage therapist because of his outlandish, in many ways, ideas about how to get players back on the field. As a result of that, they've asked him to be moved on from the club. And Joe Wiebe has said, well, if he goes, I go. And they've accommodated that on both occasions, at the Broncos and the West Tigers. At that point then, given the fact that Joe Wiebe is a friend of Isaac Moses, it means the discussions and the negotiations with the players is then described as further away than ever in coming to sign a player. So the resultant action by the West Tigers board, by their CEO Justin Pascoe, and by their chairperson Marina Goh, and other board members, is to sack the coach. Now, this is the greatest instance of the tail wagging the dog that I have ever seen. If you want a player manager to run your club, then act in the manner of the West Tigers. It's not Isaac Moses' fault that he's trying to get control of the club and understand what he can do, what's best for his players. But for a club to allow it to happen is just unbelievable in this day and age. And other clubs are aware of what player managers attempt to do. You say that the Sydney Roosters don't deal with Isaac Moses, another NRL club don't deal with Isaac Moses, and it's happened not just with Isaac Moses but with other player managers as well. It's absolutely laughable that the West Tigers can sit there and call themselves professional when they allow those sort of things to happen.
Two questions to you. Yep. One, how did it be allowed to happen and happen for so long?
Weak leadership's the answer to that.
That goes to my second question. So you start at the top, change the leadership.
Absolutely.
Not and the coach, but the right at board level.
Well, the first thing is, who let four players, who are all managed by the same person, off contract at the same time? Mitchell Moses and Luke Brooks were extended last year for 1 year. So they could have avoided that situation. But for them to allow it to happen, and them to be at the mercy of the situation that they've created themselves. You know, you can see in today's Sunday Telegraph where 53 different people in positions throughout the course of the last 5 years at that club.
Place is a turnstile.
It smacks of weak leadership and at a club that is at a loss to know what to do. And if there was any football sense in the club at all, they would understand that, got to sign Tedesco. If we get Woods, that's a bonus. And if we lose the other two at the prices that they're asking, it doesn't matter. And I'll be guaranteed that West Tigers fans, if you said you can have Luke Brooks for 800,000 or you miss out, they'll say, well, who cares if we miss out?
Get Tedesco and Woods.
Just an incredible situation. I'll say this, it'll be very interesting to see who they appoint as the coach, whether it be an Isaac Moses coach, or indeed if Ivan Cleary gets the job. He's not an Isaac Moses coach. What does he do with Joe Wiebe? And if Ivan Cleary gets the job, what's the point of sacking Jason Taylor?
So who's in the running then?
Ivan Cleary's the short price favourite. Todd Payton's in the running. And I'll tell you what, you don't, given what's happened, front page of today's Sunday Telegraph lift out in the sports section, Des Hasler is a name that you would think might
be
the interesting one there. I think Des is managed by George Mimas, who also manages Ivan Cleary. So there's probably another conflict of interest. But that's my thoughts on it. I'd welcome yours as well, 1353-53. Time now to talk to a man who I heard him speak during the week, and I tell you what, he was closest I've heard from anyone of the people across radio, TV or newspaper commentating at the West Tigers situation, Peter Peters. G'day, Zorb.
G'day, boys. Well, you put that really well, Jim. You obviously know what's going on there. When you get players take over and start dictating to boards, and that's what's happened at the West Tigers, then it's fraught with danger. I mean, you have to have the bloke in charge that is in charge.
Yep.
And we can see the successful clubs do that. Some boards don't like it, and some just get along with the job and they administer and look at the financial side of the club, and others want to put their nose into football. But when that starts to happen, you get what's happened at the West Tigers, and that's gone on for a long time.
Yep.
Unfortunately, with those joint ventures, the heritage runs deep. I went through it at the Northern Eagles, and it's a horrible time. Mm. And that's still going on at the West Tigers. And unfortunately for the Balmain side of it, West have got all the money and they've got all the power. And unfortunately, that power in the boardroom has been misspent. It's just a rabble, isn't it? And it looks like it's going to continue unless they draw a line in the sand. Getting rid of Jason Taylor after three games, I agree with you. What's the point of him going through what he went through last year, seemingly with the board backing?
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's been punted. I just think it's wrong. I don't think the manipulations in the background are any good. And who's to say they're going to hang on to the four players that everyone's talking about? I think it's impossible for them to do it. And I think right at this moment in time, the two halves need to be concentrating on playing football, not asking for, they're asking for almost double what they're really worth.
Good point. Absolutely.
So where do the Tigers go from here? They've got a big game this afternoon. They've got an interim coach. What's your mail as to who gets the job? Is it Ivan Cleary?
Well, I think it's changing, and it's going to be a battle of how far the club wants to put themselves in the corner of one player manager. Mm. That is extremely unhealthy.
Yeah.
And that means that outside influences can control your club no matter what the board do or no matter what the coach does. So I think that's a bad situation. Some clubs, and I don't know Isaac Moses personally. I don't think I've ever uttered a word to him. But, you know, he's in a powerful position there, and I think that's a sign that no club can, or a path no club should go down.
Hey, Zorb, I've got to say, 36-0 yesterday. Tom Trbojevic is an absolute out-and-out star. I always thought James Tedesco would be New South Wales fullback this year, and you find a spot for Tommy. Maybe that's changing.
Well, look, he's just been superb in the opening four rounds, and the reason why is because he's got his ankle back to full strength again, and we're seeing the speed and the power, and he's put on about 3 or 4 kilos of muscle in the off season. He's a big man, albeit a young man. I mean, he's only 20, and his time in Origin is going to come, but I'm sure Laurie Daly is looking at him week after week, and just the way he's great under the high ball. He's a great player to get meters from his own red zone, and he's just a complete player with a ball in his hand now, and he's a big, powerful, strong man. He's going to play Origin, whether it's this year or next. It's up to the coach, and I think he must be looking now seriously. And his brother, the timing of the defence of his brother last night against the big Bulldogs forwards, he stopped them dead in their tracks.
Yeah.
Hey, Zorba, isn't there some exciting young talent at the moment? Like Tommy Trbojevic, he's an established star already, and he's so young, his whole career is ahead of him. We saw a young kid last night at the Cowboys, Kalen Ponga. He's on a similar path to stardom too, isn't he, Zorb?
Well, I want to say this about Kalen Ponga. He's only 19, and between now and next season, there's nothing wrong with his attack, but he needs to learn how to tackle, because the 40-0 loss by Newcastle to Penrith on Friday shows that the Knights are years away from being a finals team. The D is plasticine-like, and Ponga, he'll be having nightmares up there in Townsville, thinking 12 months down the track when he's the last line of defence at the Newcastle Knights. You know, people have been saying they're better than they were. Look, they were up for the opening few rounds. Penrith toyed with them the other night, 40-0. Ponga be having nightmares, and did he do the right thing by his career? Well, that remains to be seen. He's only little. He's going to have to build up a lot. I mean, when you compare him at 19 with Trbojevic, who's 20, I mean, there's a big gulf between them. And of course, Tommy's had experience in the NRL at wing, centre, and now fullback. And fullback's a spot he always wanted to play, but he had to bide his time for Brett Stewart's career to end. And now that that's happened, he's seamlessly just gone into that role. But look, I like Ponga. I think he's exciting with the ball, but the jury's out on his defence, and he's only little. He's going to have to get bigger. And, boy, that would be like Custer at the Little Bighorn being fullback for Newcastle.
All right, 18th man's been discussed, concussion tests and independent medicos. What's your take on all? It's a very, very difficult subject.
It is, but we can't hide from it. And I think we've got to make changes as we go forward right now. Now, they're the talk of the game, the concussion tests at the moment. I had a good talk with the with a Manly doctor yesterday, and they were rigged up between the doctor and the trainer going onto the field, so they could have conversation. I think that's a good move. But in the background, and not far in the background, and people close to the game, particularly those wonderful people involved with Mental League, are seeing it every day. Mm. Now, I'm not going to name names, but you can probably pick some of the greatest players ever to lace on a football boot are suffering from severe dementia and other serious health issues as a result of their long careers in rugby league. The problem isn't going to go away. Mm. These old blokes are really struggling with life. Mm. It's becoming, and it's ready to explode on the game. The league know it. Independent doctors, yep, bring them in. 18th man, yep, bring them in. They have to be discussed, but as I said now, we've got a situation where Isaac de Goys, who we've all admired for his courage in the game, he's 32 years of age, he now looks like he could be another victim of concussion in the game in terms of having to retire. We've got James McManus already on the legal trial. And people are starting to look at, and players particularly from yesteryear are starting to really come out. And once upon a time, they just copped it and went on with it. It was part of being a player back in the 60s and 70s. But no longer can it be ignored, and neither it should be. And I'm all for improving the welfare of the players. There's a very important meeting of the Players Association on Monday, where they'll elect some important players to their board, and I think it's going to be discussed there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you fully there. Righto, mate, better get your zappers for today.
Yeah, I'm very confident today. I don't think the West Tigers can beat the Storm in any way. It's just whether or not the Storm can cover the start.
Yeah.
And I can't, that's often difficult. So I'm going to go for the West Tigers with a start. I don't think they can win the game, though, against What start have you got there, Jim?
Plus 6.5.
Plus 6, no, not enough. I'll stay with the Storm. That's just one try difference.
Can you believe it? It's into $1.80, the plus 6.5. So you're going to go the Storm minus 6.5. I thought it was a very skinny line too.
I won't tip the Warriors again. They're the most overrated side. They find a way to lose every time you tip them. I go the Dragons. I'm sick and tired of the unpredictable nature of the Warriors. They were terrible last week again. And the players that they've got on their roster, they should be doing better. There's something inherently wrong with that football club.
I can't disagree with you on that one. Can you believe it? The Dragons had the start, so they're plus 1.5 into $1.80. So, yeah, I know.
How good do you believe?
I know. Well, they got the great record. Yeah. We heard from UOW at Jubilee. Yeah. Good on you, Zorb. Appreciate that, mate. We'll speak next week.
Look forward to it, boys. Bye.
Thanks, there he is, Peter Peters. Cocker Hoop, the big win down at Lotto Land there yesterday. A break, and then back with more.
Exclusive to Sky Racing.
Here's your chance to go wild in South Africa and chase down the big five. Imagine being on safari and eyeballing the lion, elephant, buffalo, leopard and rhino in Kruger National Park. I'm talking about an exclusive tour of South Africa with all the details sorted by Ambassador Travel. This unique trip has it all, from the game parks, the wineries of Stellenbosch, to the spectacular sights of Cape Town, culminating in South Africa's biggest race day, the historic Group 1 Durban July. Best of all, you'll do it in complete style. The accommodation and hospitality is top shelf. Call Ambassador Travel right now, 1-800-777-989, or log on to their website, ambassadortravel.com.au.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
ZenZ Jewelers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. G'day to Al and the team. Yeah, haven't seen them for a while. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of the official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, see Alan at ZNZ Westwood Hurstville or visit znz.com.au. They are the proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show. Jimmy, that's a massive issue, isn't it, the concussion issue? And it's all raised some really good points there.
Yeah. Well, the only difference to the NFL, and it's a significant one, is that the NFL in many ways hid the effects of concussion on players and openly encouraged players to go out there and concuss other players. So, and I think it was the New Orleans Saints coach that was suspended for a year because of that when it came to light. So that's the big difference. In saying that, you know, mental health and dementia and those issues that have come out of multiple concussions, exactly, cannot be ignored and are very real.
Jimmy, we had John Singleton on last week with an advertorial for Bonython Tower. We're going to get him on again shortly, but have you been in New York?
I have.
Have you been to Trump Tower?
Well, I've been outside Trump Tower. I haven't been inside Trump Tower.
Pretty impressive office block the president's got, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, I reckon John Singleton's doing something, not quite as big a scale, but I reckon more upmarket. Bonython Tower at Gosford, and John's been good enough to join us this morning. John, good morning.
G'day, mate. G'day, Jimmy. How are you?
Hey, John.
Well, tell us about this, John. You took us up there a couple of weeks ago, and the plans are fantastic, and it's going to create a whole new presence in Gosford, isn't it?
Yes, mate. Well, I think people have woken in New South Wales. You go where the railway, go where the transport is, rather than go and build in some godforsaken place and then don't have a row about public transport. So people going up where the railway stations are. And yesterday I was at Rose Hill Races, wandered around Parramatta. Unbelievable, buddy, since my days at Sicko Wallace. It's just
the high rises.
Extraordinary, yeah. The high rise. Yeah. You know, some of the designs are just concrete bricks, terrible. Others make the most of that river. And it's just everywhere I go, mate, in Sydney, Hurstville, Todra, Asheville, Petersham, Lewisham, you name it, there's wonderful high rise developments. But there's two places that have missed out, Gosford and Wyong. And I've complained about it. I've run candidates in federal elections about it and decided the elections, by the way. And everyone wants high-rise in Gosford and Wyong, but I've not been able to take the main players. I took Harry Drinkenbob up there. I took Glenn Lees up there. And I thought, well, I better do it myself. Otherwise, you become one of those whinging, whining old men.
Doing something about it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I built a resort there, a five-star resort, proved that could work. And so I took the profits from that and I built the first world-class high-rise in Gosford. And if it works, I've got another one at Gosford, another couple at Wyong, and then I'll retire from development. But yeah. there is a demand there, mate. There's 60,000 people catch a train from Gosford every day to Newcastle, to Sydney and from. Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this side, isn't it, John? It's literally right across the road from Gosford Railway Station, the main street.
It is. It's right across the railway station. It looks out over the Great Harbour at Gosford. It's got Kibble Park for kids to play in at the back. Beautiful views. It's built the very, very best of everything. And it's also got, because when you live in a high rise in New York, as Jimmy has, you know, he's a wanderer, Jimmy. But you like to get up and say, you know, you get your favourite restaurants after a while, but it's nice to be able to go and have brekkie or lunch or dinner or a really good dinner in the hotel that in which you live. You know, it's a cross between a hotel and apartment.
And John,
permanently.
The other thing about it, you mentioned, you know, the luxury and the appointments are superb. But the affordability is the issue too there, because a lot of people can't afford Sydney, but definitely can afford Central Coast.
They can, mate, because the land up here is a fraction of the price of Sydney.
That's right.
You know, the Palm Beach is 10% of the price or 10 times the price of Kilcare, equidistant from Sydney. And if you look at the land prices here, we're able to, you know, we've got one bedrooms, two bedrooms of 400,000. We've got 400,000, 600, 800 is the sub penthouse. And the penthouse is a bit over $1 million. So, the main thing too, which I was surprised when I did the analysis this week, is the amount of owner occupiers where parents and grandparents are helping their kids get in there. If they own their own home, or a fair bit of it.
Yep.
They're slapping down the 40, 50, 60 grand deposit and letting the young kids save and then they start paying it off. They get their finance get their finance now. But the ANZ have done a deal, which I can't explain to anybody because I don't fully understand it. But you know, you start to pay it off when the apartments are built. So it's no deposit if you've got a good mum and dad or a good nanny or pup. And you start paying it off when it's built.
Fantastic.
So, that is being taken up a hell of a lot, mate, by people who want to give their kids a head start.
Yeah.
Not a bad way to start either, buddy. And,
exactly.
Play in the water, play on the beaches, 25 minutes from... I think Sydney and the Central Coast and down south, I mean, 100 miles either way from Sydney, best beaches in the world, and we're only 20 minutes away in Gosford.
It's fantastic.
Got the public school, got everything, except there's no new housing, and there's no apartments.
Well, you're doing something about...
Now there is.
Yeah, you're doing something about that, John. The display suite is at 26 Adelaide Street, East Gosford, or you can call Giddo's Real Estate, 4323-3811. That's 4323-3811. Or
what
go to
that number again, Ray.
Yeah. You're going to buy a couple more. or go to benithanproperty.com.au for all the details about it, John. And you've backed the winner there, I think, mate.
Most people come, mate, through realestate.com or domain.com. And, you know, I don't know how that all works, but mystery to me. But that's how they get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. Good on you, John. Appreciate that.
All right, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Great years, mate. See you, Ray.
Thanks, John.
Bye. John Singleton there, beniathanproperty.com.au or realestate.com.au, domain.com.au. That number again. How good. He's been selling for a while, hasn't he, John Singleton? 4323 3811. 4323 3811.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, the Vinery Stud Stakes yesterday, Jim, there's a lot of action.
Oh, a lot of action.
After the stewards' room, but I tell you what, I don't think the trainer, Leon Corson's, will mind too much because his filly Montoya's Secret did a super job to win, and I think I worked out it was Leon's first Group 1 in Sydney since Helenus in the 2003 Rosehill Guineas. But I stand to be corrected, so we'll go to the source. Leon, good morning. And was I right? Is it the first major you've had here in Sydney since Helenus?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, congratulations.
And the same race course, so
that's right.
Great. I think I like Rosehill.
Good on you, mate. Well, congratulations. And to be fair, yesterday you were at pains to point out that it was really Troy, your son and training partner's decision to send Montoya's Secret to Sydney for the Group 1 yesterday because you would have preferred to wait for another day.
Yeah, well, I just thought she might have been quite ready for something like that. I was hoping to maybe give her a 2,000 here home, back home here in Melbourne, and then set her for Adelaide. But Troy said, oh, the Vines is a big race, he said, and we've got to take the opportunities when they come. So he was right and I was wrong. So, you know, I don't mind being wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, not when they win like that too. She was all over the track. I mean, she wasn't the only one, but she was all over the track. And what was that at the end there? I know she
veered out.
Is that just the fatigue or the inexperience of the horse, Leon?
I think it was inexperience more than anything. If you notice, I thought about 1,000 out. She drifted back quite dramatically. I don't know. I haven't had a good look at the replay, but whether it was horses dropping back or not, maybe she didn't handle the track quite as good as I thought she might. I really don't know. I haven't had a good talk to the jockey or anything like that. So I thought from there on that we were in trouble. And somehow or other she sort of got through them and rattled home, which, you know, was great.
Very gutsy win, Leon. How has she pulled up, and have you had a think overnight about pressing on to the Oaks at Randwick in 2 weeks?
Yeah, look, I'll have a good talk with Troy and we'll just see what we come up with. It all depends how she pulls up. She ate up last night. And she's on the float. I think she left, what, about 6 o'clock this morning to come back home. So we'll let her settle back here and just see what happens.
What were your thoughts on the suspension and the fine handed down to Noel?
I didn't know he got a fine or suspended. I had to leave straight after the last, but I had to catch a plane to come back home. What did he get?
He got a month, and 15,000 fine, 2 charges for careless and reckless riding, Leon. Plus a 15,000 fine. So.
I'm glad he's got plenty of money.
they can't take it off you. That
I must admit, Leon, in the interview with Bernie after the race, he said, oh, look, I've won the money, but I'm not going to get excited till it hits the account.
I think he knew what was coming. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sure he did, like, you know. like I said, I hadn't had a good look at the replay, so you know, I sort of can't comment on what happened and what didn't happen as far as that goes. But, look, it was a great association. I remember when I was a kid back in Adelaide and his father, we were British together. That was Kevin Keller. It was a great association.
It was terrific. Well, it was great to see you back in the big race winners' circle yesterday, Leon. And I know you've just recently retired your good horse, Awesome Rock, but I think you found another one here in Montoya's Secret. So,
you can only go forward, so get that from the cross.
Exactly. Congratulations again, Leon, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure.
Thank you, mate.
There, Leon Corson's with Montoya's Secret winner there. She's now an $8 chance in the Australian Oaks at
you
market.
You almost have to run, don't you?
Well, what's that? That's in 2 weeks' time, second day of the championship. Bonneville is the equal favourite with Nurse's Kitchen.
Big run, Nurse's Kitchen, that ran yesterday.
A break now. We're back with football with Andy Pascalidis.
Jamie Rogers and Greg Radley here. Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win the ultimate race day experience for you and five friends.
Spend day two of the championships in the fully catered Chairman's Lounge, including flights and accommodation.
Plus, cash prizes of $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au for details and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The man shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now, dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show. No EPL overnight, Jimmy, because there's World Cup qualifiers everywhere. I think we're watching France versus Luxembourg as we speak, 3-1 the French. But the man who'll get us up to speed is Andy Pasquese. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You're right. Yeah, we're just waiting for the full-time whistle, and France will consolidate the top position in that group. They're on 10 points at the moment. Sweden won earlier today, 4-0. Sweden are also on 10, but obviously they'll move up to 13. Now, in Europe, the top team in each group automatically qualifies. The second team in the group will be involved in the old lottery of the playoff. So Bulgaria did a job on the Dutch this morning, 2-0. So that propels them into contention as well. And it puts pressure on the Dutch, who are now in fourth position in the group, which is hard to believe.
Absolutely. Bessar Berisha playing too?
Kosovo, yeah.
Yeah, that's... Can I ask, where's Kosovo?
Didn't go according to plan, but you know what? Look, Kosovo are the easy beats in their group I. They've only got 1 point in 5 games. They've scored 2 and conceded 14, but at home against Iceland, who are, as we know, what Iceland did to England in the Euros, they lost 2-1. Bessart played 83 minutes. He was substituted by Bernard Berisha. I don't think they're related, but it's like having a surname of Smith or Jones or Thomas, perhaps.
Or Pascaliti.
No, that's not a common denominator anywhere. But, you know, just another thing this morning, Portugal v Hungary, Ronaldo has scored twice. So yeah. Portugal now on 12 points, 3 points behind Switzerland, who are the benchmark. Swiss beat the Portuguese earlier in the campaign, 2-0 at home. So there's a little bit of pressure on Portugal, but those top two are well clear, the chasing pack. Hungary, who Portugal beat today 3-0, are 5 points adrift. Okay. The other big thing this morning is Belgium and Greece. It was 1-1 in the end. Greece were looking good until a red card in the 65th. And Lukaku, who's been in fantastic form in the Premiership, he stepped up to equalise in the 89th. So some big results this morning.
Just to let people know who may not be aware, just north of Macedonia, Kosovo, south of Serbia and west of Bulgaria and east of Montenegro. And
Andy, Jimmy's all over the big issues here.
Apparently we have a massive following in Kosovo, which is exciting. Hey, I want to go back. Gee, Andy, if the Socceroos miss World Cup qualification, that's the worst case scenario ever for the game in this country.
It certainly would be. I mean, we've been blessed, haven't we, that we've qualified for 3 successive World Cups.
But, yeah.
We've drawn 4 games, and I've got to be honest, I'm sure all the listeners would agree anyway. We've all watched them closely, but we were lucky to jag some of these draws. Mm. You know, it could have been even a worse case scenario. So, look, we have the benefit of playing 3 World Cup qualifiers at home against, of course, UAE on Tuesday, the Saudis in Adelaide in June, and we finish off the campaign on September the 5th against Thailand, and in between the Saudis and Thailand, we've got a very interesting game in Japan on August 31st, and that could quite conceivably determine how we go in terms of qualification. But it's very important on Tuesday. We get the 3 points. We're $1.35. The draw's at $4.50. UAE at $9. But my concern is the system that Ange played against Iraq, and Aaron Mooy will be missing on Tuesday. He is suspended.
A lot of people are hearing you there, Andy. Hey, Andy, Sydney FC get their first piece of silverware of 7 years today. Go the good guys.
And deserve it too, eh? Hasn't it been a phenomenal campaign?
Unbelievable.
23 games they've played. They've got 56 points. They don't have to kick the ball in anger today to be crowned premiers after a wonderful strike by a discarded soccerer, Jamie McLaren, last night. Was the benchmark against the Melbourne Victory side, missing Garisha. Rojas played for New Zealand yesterday. Troisi played for Socceroos, Ingham away. So it was always going to be a tough one, wasn't it, for the visitors. So well done to Brisbane. Consolidates their place in the sixth. And congrats all the way to Perth now for Sydney FC. And you know what? I was originally going for the draw. That was my predictions on Friday. But knowing that the pressure is slightly off Sydney now, I think I might switch to Sydney to win today in Perth.
All right. $2.20 Sydney FC in that game against Perth Glory. Give us a tip too. Wellington up against the Newcastle Jets.
I'm going to go with the Jets because the Knicks are without seven players on international duty. It's just too much of an obstacle to overcome for them.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, and just want to say on behalf of everyone here on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, been fantastic working with you over the, well, long time now. And, mate, really appreciate your input and love your passion for the world game. And we always appreciate it here on, as did the listeners.
It's been an honour, Andy, an absolute honour.
Look, Jimmy Ray, what I can say is, you know, everyone knows what I'm about. I've been around long enough to be a dinosaur in some people's eyes, but the thing that I love about the Sunday show is that you guys are really devoted to the game and you give the game its due significance. And we can never underestimate what the game actually means in terms of so many levels of the business as well. Our turnover is huge with football. And the global game is so popular with so many people. It will continue to be. People come and go in the game, but I really enjoyed working with you guys and respect the fact that you guys have got the genuine interest of the game at heart too.
Good on you, Andy. As I said, we've appreciated your input.
It's been an honour and a pleasure, mate. Yep.
Sky Sports
Cheers,
Radio's
boys.
Mr. Football, Andy Pascalides.
Andy.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Andy Pascalides there. Now, we're going to take a break. You've got to call now if you want to be a part of the quiz. That's right. It's a revamped. A new and improved.
Producer Jeremy's come up with the goods,
I reckon. Oh, this will be good. This will be good. Call now if you want to be part of the quiz. Or actually, the best way I'd describe it, not as a competitor, but as a guinea pig. 1353
53. The Central Coast has been starved of racing recently, but this Thursday, it's game on. The $150,000 Gosford Guineas will see the clash of some classy three-year-olds. Race morning at 10. Don't miss a full Guineas preview here on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
They all descend on the last snag. Johnson secures it, giving his dad the big don't argue. Oh, it's personal now. Dad attempts a late smother, but it's too late. Johnson's already celebrating. Just look at his face. He's chomping at the bit for more. What a beauty.
Make your mark this AFL season with great AFL offers available on your TAB app, online or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every round of NRL action in 2017. It's the only magazine carrying official NRL team lists, plus expert analysis, previews, statistics, feature stories on your favourite players, and all the news leading into the weekend's games. With Big League, you'll never be caught off guard at the footy again. Big League, your most trusted source of rugby league info. On sale every Thursday in news agencies, supermarkets, and at every NRL game, every week.
All covered, all grounds, all beaky. Franco won the champion stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
You're listening.
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Jimmy, this is gold from Kathy at Collector. Mm. Kosovo, isn't that where Prakash is opening a new event cinema chain? Apparently he's already sent a popcorn machine. Oh, Kathy, that's gold.
Get in contact with the program, Kathy.
Human Nature jukebox.
I don't know. I don't know exactly
where. It's a collector's edition for Kathy at Collector. Yeah. That is gold.
I don't know where Prakash is actually opening the next event cinema chain, but I tell you, Kosovo is shortening by the minute. Kathy,
and she's in the mix for the Easter Show prize too. I've
well
got to say.
Well, truly in the mix.
Gold, yeah.
All right, go on. You're up.
What's the score again, Jim?
It's 7-4, my favourite, Raymond. Okay. The ZNZ quiz.
I can feel a win coming on, and I've got Jez at St Clair. Lovely part of all our Penrith way. Good morning, Jez.
Good morning, boys. Let's do this, Ray. We've got it.
Yeah, we'll do it, Jez. I'm with you.
Wow,
mate.
Here we go.
You know the drill, Jez. Let's go. We'll get 3-0 clean sweep here. Question number one. Who led the NRL in runs... who led the NRL in runs heading into round four? Was it Paul Gallen, Matt Moylan or Josh Dugan?
Paul Gallen.
Should have gone with our man, Matt Moylan, there. That's all
on
right.
The program next hour as well.
On next hour shortly too, Jez. Question number two, Jez. Who scored the first try in Thursday's NRL match between the Rabbits and the Roosters? Was it Latrell Mitchell, Michael Gordon or Daniel Tupou?
Latrell Mitchell.
Yep. He's only a player and a half, Jez, Latrell Mitchell. And what's he, Jimmy, 19? Unbelievable, the size of that bloke. Here we go, Jez, question number three. Which of the following sports has not been contested at an Olympics? Tug of war, horse long jump, or orienteering?
I'm sure tug of war has, back in the early days. Maybe horse long jumping?
It has been. I'm staggered. Orienteering hasn't been. Horse long jump. Hang in there, Jez. We've got one on the board, so hang in there, mate.
Apparently Farlack. Very good long jumper. When it was about 18 months old, Farlack, but had a decision. Long jump or flat racing. Yeah.
Tug of war, I know. Horse long jump. That's amazing.
Now, next is Jamie's on the line too from the Gold Coast. Hello, Jamie.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Yeah, really well, mate. One to beat here. Let's go. Question one. Who led the NRL in line breaks heading into round four? Was it Tyrone Peachy, Semi Radradra, or Cody Walker?
I'll go Peachy.
Nice. Peach. Question two. Who scored the last try in Thursday's NRL match between the Rabbitohs and the Roosters? Was it Sitivini Mosindreki, Daniel Tupou, or Michael Gordon?
Tupou.
Oh, too good.
Did we stop the fight? Solid. Do we say, hang on, producer Jeremy's screaming at me, save question three.
Give Jamie a go at it.
All right, you might to get the clean.
Here we go, Jamie. Have a go at this.
Which of the following sports has not been contested at an Olympics? Korfball, live pigeon shooting, or solo synchronised swimming?
I'll go for the pigeon shooting.
Oh, no. Back in the day. They were live pigeons.
That's wrong.
This is back in the 1896 Olympics, I reckon, in Athens, I'm tipping. So
Korfball.
Oh, St. Louis, apparently. St. Louis, 1904 or something, yeah.
Jamie, anyway. Who's your team?
The Bunnies.
Oh, well done, there you go. All right. A loss on Thursday, but they didn't play too badly. Adam Reynolds has been good for them in his return. So we will send you out a South Sydney Rabbitohs watch, courtesy of our great friends at ZNZ. Mate, you stay on the line. We'll get your details. So
thanks, lad.
Thanks,
no
Jamie.
Worries. So and look, that takes the score to 8-4. So all I can say is thank you, Jamie. Thank you.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
It starts with
one thing, I don't know why.
Plenty of league news to catch up on, and the best in the business is my good friend and colleague at the Daily Telegraph, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Dino, good morning.
So you've agreed with me, the best writer at the Rugby League at the Daily Sunday Telegraph.
There's a few dead heating there. So we're all one team there. Aren't we, Dino? Good morning, mate.
Geez, you can backtrack, mate.
I was in trouble then, wasn't I?
I'd love to go to war.
You can see the reverse lights
no,
on
one
from
team, one team, mate. All one team. Hey, Dino, so much about West Tigers in the last week. Can I ask you, who gets the coaching gig?
Yeah, look, it'll be Ivan Cleary, Ray, unless there's some hitch at the final moments in negotiations. I think you'll find it will be announced sometime in the coming week. Todd Payton is out of the equation. He won't get it. It will be Cleary. It'll just be a matter of what Ivan wants, how Ivan wants to operate, and what power they give him. He'll want to come in and really clean the joint out and start again. If they give him the power to do that, you'll find that he will, in fact, be offered a contract this week.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best candidate. So I don't think, you know, without knowing exactly what the assistant coaches are like at other clubs, but he's of the available candidates, I think Ivan Cleary would do an excellent job. Now, at Lotto Land yesterday, when you lose 36 points to nil, and there's already been strong speculation around what's happening with your coaching tenure, I'd imagine your mate Des might be feeling the pinch a little bit, Dino.
Yeah, I spoke to Des last night, Jimmy. Yeah, he was actually shattered at the performance of his side. Look, they just didn't show up at all. They were off the pace from the beginning. There's still that two-year extension hanging over Des and the club. They had a board meeting over in New Zealand, I think it was last week, where the extension was again discussed. I understand it's a very complicated contract. That's why it's taking time to be finalised. Look, who knows? I mean, it's still on the table at this point, as far as I know, but certainly there were some rumblings around some board members last night as to where the club goes from here. It is only round four. They play Thursday night this week, which is not a bad thing for the Dogs. But look, they've got to get on their horse very quickly and get galloping. Otherwise, this season will slip by. And we all know how passionate the Canterbury fans are. And already they're on social media last time this morning, really kicking up a fuss.
Dino, what do you mean it's around? Is the extension there to sign and Des won't sign it? Or is Des wanting the extension and the Bulldogs haven't presented it yet in the form that he's happy with?
Yes, that's how I understand it to be, Jimmy. But I think it's on both sides.
Right.
On both sides. So there's a bit of to-ing and fro-ing still.
No common ground yet.
Correct. Okay. It's apparently it's close, and Elaine Castle has been working on it over time. Mm-hmm.
Does she stop working as hard on it now after the performance yesterday? Do you understand what I mean?
That's the question, Jimmy, now, isn't it? I mean, where to from here? I mean, does it stay on the table? I'm assuming it does. It's only one result, and it's only round four, and they had a good win last week, so I don't think there's any reason to overreact just yet.
Well, it was only round three for the West Tigers.
Mm. Well, they panicked.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bulldogs will do that, Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay.
I think their board's a bit more stable.
Oh,
no question about that. Big game for Tigers this afternoon. Tedesco, one of their guns. But Jimmy's raised a good point this morning, Dino. He thinks Tommy Trbojevic could well be the Blues' fullback, and Jimmy is Tedesco's biggest fan.
Yeah.
Oh, look, no doubt. I mean, we saw again yesterday the player that Tommy T is. I did a piece in the Telegraph last week. He'd already run for 577 metres in the first three games. And goodness knows what he racked up again yesterday. I think you'll find Tedesco will be fullback.
Yeah.
And I think you'll find that Tommy T, if he is there, and I know Laurie Daly has an enormous opinion of Trbojevic, he'd be there somewhere on the wing.
Well, the thing about it is this. Trbojevic can play wing and Tedesco fullback, but Tedesco on the wing doesn't quite work, does it?
You pick them both, don't you?
Yeah, so you pick them both there.
Yeah, there's got to be room for both of them there. I'm sure they will be. But you've got Blake Ferguson. Look, we've got a lot of depth this year for the Blues in our back line.
Hang on a minute. We or they?
Well, New South Wales or this isn't a... You know, we live in Sydney, Jimmy.
No,
we're Blues, aren't we?
We get a number of... We just had a winner on the quiz from the Gold Coast. Mm. All I'm saying is, Dean, I don't know, have you taken up an official position with the New South Wales?
No, I haven't. Look, the halves is our position, I guess. It's still up in the air, guys. I can tell you that James Maloney will be there. That's one position nailed down. He had a big game last night. I know that the Blues have a high opinion of Maloney, so I think you'll find he'll be there somewhere. He is the incumbent halfback. Morton is the incumbent 5'8". And look, that's another option for Laurie, whether he sticks with Matty Morton at six. But certainly James Maloney will be there for Origin 1 unless something seriously goes wrong with his form. But he's in good form and he's a real tough little bugger and we know he's up to State of Origin standard.
Yeah, absolutely. Righto, any changes for these couple of games today?
Yeah, the big game at Leichhardt, Tigers versus the Storm. Matt Ballam has a toe injury. He's been ruled out. Dustin Hunt will go in there on the bench. Melbourne Storm unchanged from the side they named on Tuesday night. They're 1 through 17. Now, Dragons versus the Warriors. That's down at Cogger. That's the 6:30 game. St George Illawarra are unchanged. They'll come through 1 through 17. For the Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is back from injury. Good news for them. And, of course, the big news, Kieran Foran. He'll come in on the bench for Aaron Clark. So watch for Fozzie to come into the game midway through that first half. Just quickly, guys, before I go, Boyd Cordner, I think you'll find he will be the New South Wales captain this year. Him and Aaron Woods are in the running for him. I think Cordner's got his nose in front, so watch for the Roosters skipper to be named as New South Wales skipper. And Ryan Gerber during the week, guys, just a bit more news. He was made a life member out there at Penrith. So good news for Gerber.
And so too was Carl McNamara, who was a fine player. Served them for a number of years as well, so didn't reach the heights that Ryan Girdler did, but very good player in his own right. Good on you, Dino.
Thanks, Ben.
Mate, that's fantastic.
See you, Dino.
You're one of the equal best rugby league contributors to the Daily and Sunday.
Say it again, one team.
All 44 of us are equal.
You know what? Funny, Ray can't split you with the developed print, so there you go.
See, Ray, I'd say you're number one. No. I've got the backbone to say that.
Yeah, no, see, there you go.
Before I go, Ray, I'm going to say, Dean, you're number one. Go on.
Dino, you're number one with us anyway, mate.
There you go.
Oh,
and a big good morning to Brad Davison too, racing rider with the Daily Telegraph.
He's
just been relegated to number two.
No, he's a gun.
Yeah, Dino's relegated him to number two. So there you go. Good on you, Dean. Coming up after the news, we're looking forward to this one. Our legend of the game is the legendary Larry Corowa. Thrilled crowds back in the late 70s and 80s. Big Sports Breakfast.